We're back at the sheriff's recall. I didn't even bring my glasses, Sheriff. That tells you how.
Okay, neither did I.
So I'm good. What else do you want to talk about? What else does Loris and Marty want to talk about? And then we'll see what else Marty wants to talk about.
Well, you have the proposal that we made that was approximately $150,000 in cuts.
$174,000. It's almost 100. We asked for $175,000. It's $174,110.
Yes. Yes. What we come back with.
Yeah. It looked like some of the stuff we had talked about. It looked like you guys really got in and sharpened your pencil in multiple areas. So I don't know if you want to go through any of that or if Loris and Marty. The reason we're here today is I wanted to make sure Loris and Marty could talk through any of this they wanted to. I wanted to make sure that Lisa Markley was good with what she had gotten back. I'll tell you, I'm highly appreciative of what you guys put together. It looks to me like exactly what we talked about during your budget work session.
And just a caveat I would put with that is at the end of the budget session, when we talked about going back to prepare to make these cuts, there were certain things that we were going to take out and that we will evaluate that as a sheriff's office towards the end of the fiscal year. And if we do have reserve funding, we'll be coming back to the board to see about taking care of those items because we feel there's significant enough items that need to be addressed.
Yeah, so the major ticket I remember is talking about getting four new workstations. We got three right now, but getting four new ones at dispatch. I want to say that was $60,000 off the top of my head. Felt like we took out washer dryer with the understanding that if one of those ever goes down, we're going to have that conversation as it goes down. We've got other equipment that we can utilize to get through. And so there were a couple larger ticket items that we talked about.
Mobile data terminals in the squad cars that are at the end of their five-year warranty period. And
Their life cycle was up.
Yeah, their life. So the warranty period is the same thing. So anyway, that was one of the things we were looking at. And then we also had asked, I don't know if the board would consider making a line item similar to a 99 line item where we would put a targeted amount of funds over each year, put in so much. So when we had unexpected emergency like an appliance or something major go down in the sheriff's office, like the computer that runs all the doors for the locks in there, that was about $100,000. That went out 1 year and we had to replace that just so we would have some funds there that we would not be crippled if that would happen.
Yeah, and I don't remember that we got to the end of that conversation, Sheriff. And I see that we already have that. It's called the general fund. And we can talk about, depending on the health of the general fund, we can talk about anything we need to talk about at any time.
Sure.
Out of the general fund. Now, as far as carving out an assigned or a reserve or whatever, sure, we can absolutely do that. But the only way it becomes available to utilize without board approval is if we go ahead and we appropriate those dollars every year. Until they're appropriated, they aren't available to be spent. So that would still take a regular Tuesday morning action from the board to do anything like that. So I'm really willing to have that conversation. My stance is we already have that fund. If you have something that happens, you or anybody else, you know, any of our elected officials or department heads, we have something that happens, we have capacity right now in the general fund to be able to accommodate things like that. And that's one of the things that I'm most excited about, the way we've budgeted the last few years.
Well, you guys certainly run the countywide budget, and I don't pretend to tell you how to do it. Just thought this might be a suggestion you might find useful, and if not, sounds like it's handled, and I'm fine with that as well. So.
Well, I have a question about the uniforms and equipment because $73,000 is a huge cut, obviously. And can you remind me or tell me where you think that play was in your budget? I mean, because I see uniforms and equipment, I see maybe safety in addition to just uniforms.
Part of the mobile terminals were in that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Also, a little bit more of just historical information. In past years, not only in this board but in previous boards, we would come in with a budget request and we would have be asked to cut so much. And we would go into things that were high line item dollars, such as vehicle fuel and maintenance. That's when we had control of the overtime in our operational portion and things like that. And even though our historical data showed we were going to be up at this much, we would still cut way down below that, knowing we're going to go over in that line item, just to come in for a projected budget amount. So it's kind of up and down, and we like to do a budgeting-based system where we go off previous histories on each line item so the board has a more accurate depiction of that. But at the end of the day, when we give back, we sometimes have to come under what we're projecting.
And let's just make sure we're all clear on what the code says. The code is really, really clear on this. Whatever the line items say we're getting, there, once we budget and then appropriate those dollars, there's one person who makes that decision. And it doesn't matter whether it fits into these line items or doesn't fit into these line items. That sheriff makes the call on that.
The total bottom dollar amount, as I understand it, is what we're responsible for.
Right.
And when we look at the total bottom dollar at the end of the fiscal year, even though we have it separated from operational and personnel expense, the bottom dollar, the way I look at it, is still the bottom dollar. So if we're going over an operational and there's funding, excess, not excess, but
right,
save funding in the salary and benefit portion, that will help make up that difference.
Which
at
is
the, end
the,
of the
change we made 2 years ago in getting us much closer to actuals on that salary
sure
and benefit side.
Sure.
And it means that you are now operating, even though what you just said is 100% true, there's much less chance that there's going to be extra in that salary and benefit line item. You're really operating within your operations side of the budget. But
yes,
within that, it's your call as a sheriff. If you deem that something is important and appropriate, mm-hmm, and the dollars are there, he just does it.
Yeah. And well, if it's not budgeted, my practice is to come over,
absolutely,
and talk to the board first so you're not surprised.
But
by
that's
that,
you
so
going above and beyond. That's not something.
Yeah.
And I like it. I'm not suggesting.
But if it's over $5,000, it still has to come to you because of your
policy. By policy, but not by code.
But it comes to the board as an informational note only. It's not as a mother may I.
Not for
approval.
Yeah. Exactly. There is no mother may I.
Yep.
That's this conversation, making sure that we're all getting to us. Any other questions? Marty, any other questions?
No, I appreciate getting the first bite at this, not knowing what to expect. I like the fact that you took it upon yourself to say you cut out stuff on a rolling basis. You can step through your narratives and see where you went in and
mm-hmm
said, okay, I can live with this year, and I'll take this back. So it'll be that much easier for a new person to see. Thank you. Please
can
continue
I
to do that.
Thank you. We will. I appreciate the board took notice of that.
No, it was one of those things that I guess I did hear earlier that you had been doing, but on a going forward basis to get a perspective, this is my marker in time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
that I get a feel, because I still got Paul's last year's, and I got Paul's notes in here, and I've been looking at that as much as anything. Now, come this time next year, it'll be me looking at my notes from last year and seeing what you had listed as a priority and giving me a little bit of perspective.
If you look at historical perspective, I started my 25th year as sheriff, and I got 24 binders like that in my office from each one.
Well, that's my first, and I'm going to treasure it. That said, how many AR-15 rifles does your department have? I mean, just going over, it's nice to see such depth of clarity, but I mean, I sat there and looked at three. How many does your department have, if you know off the top of your head?
I couldn't give you that number off the top of my head. I'd have to look at inventory, but what we have is where this has been something we've been migrating to over the years because we started out with 308s that we got from the federal government. There was a manufacturing problem with that. We sent them back. And then we started reissuing 223, the AR-15 type rifles. But since we didn't have those, we got some Mini 14s from the state, same caliber of weapon, but a lesser quality. And then every year we would put in so many into the budget, and we built to where each patrol deputy and patrol sergeant has ARs in their vehicles. I have an AR in my vehicle. The two division commanders and detective sergeants have them. They're on the SWAT team as well, so they have that. And then we have Sergeant Backus, and we have two in the jail or one in the jail?
They're actually in Backus's office. I think there's two.
And I think there's one, well, I know there's one in the Micah's office in the vault that we had put in there.
My suspicion is this is what you were doing. It just gave me the opportunity to have you tell me what I thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the reason we have them in the jail, which is rather unique, is because our jailers do courthouse security, and they also respond for active shooter incidents, and that's sometimes a much quicker response than trying to get a deputy up here from Maxwell when they're already in the Justice Center.
Just want to commend or recognize that we received a letter from Judge Moon thanking you and noting the professionalism and of you.
Response to the courtroom situation.
Thank you very much.
That's good read. Thanks for good on you guys.
Lisa, what else? Anything else you've got to underscore? Okay. Just want to compare an apples to apples, and so that means 94% funding of all approved positions. If you do that, we're looking at a 3% increase from last year's approved budget, which is really, really solid. I mean, that's something that, that includes the increases in employee costs. Again, comparing apples to apples. So,
approximately 50,000.
Great job as always. Anything else for us today?
No.
Thank you for making it easy.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming
over
today.
Time, guys.